Consultants working with the tribal government are in Unalaska this week collecting testimony from community members. They're hoping to support a claim to the Coast Guard's National Pollution Fund Center, alleging that environmental damage stemming from the 2004 shipwreck led to the loss of traditional culture. Tribal Administrator Vince Tudiakoff says that subsistence fishing grounds near where the freighter wrecked have yet to bounce back from the oil spill.
As far as for culture and subsistence use in that particular area, it was shut down for a year and a half. And even today, people that can get over there with their small boats are hesitant because they feel there's still some work need to be done over there as far as testing, getting sampling, those kinds of things.
The Selendang IU ran aground on December 8, 2004, spilling its cargo of soybeans and 340,000 gallons of fuel into McCushion and Scan Bays on the west coast of Unalaska. It was the worst oil spill in Alaska since the Exxon Valdez, and the ship's owner, the IMC Shipping Company of Singapore, has spent much of this summer paying for it. The company reached an out-of-court settlement with the Unalaska Corporation in May for an undisclosed amount. That followed the local native corporation's claims that the spill had hampered its access to the land it owns near the wreck site. The company also pled guilty in district court in Anchorage several weeks ago to three federal misdemeanor charges, for which it will pay $10 million in fines. The Cowalungan tribe's claim is a little different. Sarah Smith, one of the consultants working with the tribe, explains that it's separate from both those lawsuits and the suits that individuals can file over the loss of subsistence opportunities in the spill area.
The claim that we're putting together covers the fact that going out and collecting clams and bidarkies is part of your traditional heritage, and not only can you not go out and do that, but you're also maybe losing an opportunity to take your children out and pass on the traditions to the next generation. So it's a broader claim.
The tribe started pursuing the claim after being approached by several members who wanted to file individual subsistence claims against the owner of the Selendang IU. The cost of filing those claims would have topped the damages they were seeking, so the tribe decided to pursue the cultural damage charges. Neither Tudiakoff nor Smith has a dollar figure for what they're seeking from the ship's owner. Tudiakoff says they will be looking for funding for a restoration plan, the cost of which hasn't been determined yet.
You know, we can't really put a value on those, on our loss at this point. And I think what we do want to gain out of this is to be able to have a program of restoration training. So we have a lot of issues that need to be resolved, but this is a first step, and I think it's a good one.
The consultants work for Massachusetts-based Lighthouse Technical Consultants. Smith says that at this point in the process, their goal is to establish an account of how McCushion and Scan Bays were used before the oil spill, and how that's changed in the past 3 years. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.